There are two important distinctions worth bearing in mind when dealing with being mispal for davening for a chayla. There are at least two basic distinctions. If one is davening, one is standing at the bedside of a chayla, one is standing there in front of him being mispal, or one is not able to be there and one is mispal within basic nesses, within one's own home, how one goes about that. The first basic difference is that one who is mispal, anytime one is mispal, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu is baruchin lovitz, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what goes on in our thought process and our hearts, one is supposed to delineate within one's tefillah exactly what one is davening for. And therefore, when one's davening for a chayla, one needs to mention the name of the person he's being mispal for. If you don't have it, you don't have it. But ideally, one has to go ahead and say the name of the chayla, child of so-and-so, and you say their name. Now, that's only true when one is not in the presence of the chayla. One is standing by the chayla, and one is being mispal for the welfare of that patient who's in front of him. So clearly the intended beneficiary of his tefillah is that person. And therefore, one need not say the name of the chayla. It is clear, the context, the tefillah is clear even without mentioning it. And indeed, the Paiskim quote is Zohar, which says it may even be a benefit to not saying the chayla's name. Generally, it might be Ma'ir Din, for various reasons, the Zohar details, it may be a benefit to not even saying the chayla's name. And normally, when one's not in the presence of the chayla, you don't have that option. You have to say the chayla's name to clarify what you're doing. But if you're in front of the chayla, one need not, and one may better be served by not saying the chayla's name, one's just being mispal stam. That is one distinction. The second distinction is how one is davening. What is the terminology one uses when one davens? Now, we know there's a basic difference between Lashon HaKodesh and every other Lashon. Lashon HaKodesh is a unique language because Baruch Hu relates very specially to Lashon HaKodesh. Other Lashoners don't have that benefit. Any other language does not have the benefit of Lashon HaKodesh. Now, Chazal teach us that Malachi HaShoris are not Nizkak to Lashon HaRami. And potentially other Lashoners as well. What does that mean? That means is that every time I'm espoused to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's true Hashem listens to us. But there's a long way between me and Him. And because of the difference, because we are so far removed, there are potential pitfalls for our tefillahs along the way, and we require a certain amount of assistance from the malachim to guide our tefillahs towards where they are headed. And that being the case, again, we're not mispal towards the malachim. We're not asking them for anything, but the malachim themselves guide our tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that being the case, we know the malachim are not either they don't pay attention to, or they're not well versed in Lashon HaRami, and likely they're not well versed in other lashonis as well. And therefore, the Paiskim say one should not. When one is not in the presence of a chayla, one cannot daven Lashon HaRami. Indeed, the Shulchan Aruch and Archaim, a few places, says that any tefillah Lashon HaRami is usher. It's even usher to go ahead and to mispal a Lashon HaRami. Any tefillah you see in your siddur, usually we only say them in the presence of a tzibur. However, if one is standing in front of the chayla, one is allowed to be mispal Lashon HaRami. Why is that true? The reason is because, as mentioned previously, when one comes to visit the chayla, the Shechina is there with the chayla. Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is resting right there with the chayla. When I come to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu face to face, I don't require any assistance. I'm speaking face to face with Kadosh Baruch Hu. That being the case, I don't have to come on to the intermediary to help me out. I can go ahead and speak Lashon HaRami. So again, in front of a chayla, I can speak in any language I want. When I'm not in the presence of a chayla, I'm in my own house, I'm in shul, I'm somewhere else, what can I do? I can speak Lashon HaKodesh. I certainly should not speak. I should not mispal in Lashon HaRami. Sometimes you find Siddurim, different Yerotzins, one should not say anything Lashon HaRami. However, what about other Lashonis? So it's not entirely clear. In Arachayim, the Shulchan Aruch brings down two opinions as far as English, French, any other language, if those are acceptable or not. Here, in Hilchos Speaker Chaylim, the Mechaber says flat out one should not engage in any other Lashon. Why is that? So the Taz says, even though generally there's machlokes about the status of other languages, when it comes to Speaker Chaylim, we don't want to play any games. Due to the severity of the issue, if one wants to play it safe, better not to come on to the machlokes. Go ahead, say the Lashon HaKodesh and accomplish what you can. Now, obviously, if someone cannot express himself Lashon HaKodesh, he can go ahead and be saimich on the other shittas. He can go ahead and use those shittas. We've asked like this in Archaim as well. One can use the other languages if one is not proficient in Lashon HaKodesh. But if one is able to say the Lashon HaKodesh, one ideally should go ahead and say the Lashon HaKodesh. And again, it's all as far as not in the presence of the chayla, but in the presence of the chayla, one go ahead and say it in any language he wants.